And away we go on the air early this morning, Wednesday, December the 4th, 2019, 12:04:19, 9 coming up on 10 minutes past the hour. Scott Spears along with you this morning here on the Now program, and we are going to have a great morning because on Monday morning, if you didn't happen to be listening, and if you weren't, where were you? We had a great time. We did a lot of Christmas trivia. Now, we do still have some of the breakfast trivia left, and I have not given the answers to those yet because we probably are going to finish those up at some point, maybe this holiday season or when the holidays are over. But we had so much fun with the Christmas trivia on Monday, I thought, boy, let's do that again. After having a host of guests yesterday, we did It's a Wonderful Life on Monday, we did Basic Christmas Trivia on Monday, and today we've got a whole new subject of Christmas trivia that I want to get to, and apparently we're getting a call right off the bat this morning. Good morning.
Good morning.
Yes.
I believe that the first ghost was the Ghost of Christmas Past.
The Ghost of Christmas Past. You know, it. That's a question from the other day, right? From Monday?
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Somebody had answered it.
No, nobody's answered it yet, but
okay.
it's actually not the Ghost of Christmas Past.
Oh, it isn't. Okay.
No, that's a good guess, though, but keep guessing.
Well, I want to tell you about a favorite story I have with this, with the Christmas Carol.
Oh, go ahead.
When I was a senior in high school many years ago in Marysville, I was in a little drama club, and we put on a version of the Christmas Carol, but it was pretty light, you know, wasn't any big production. But anyhow, my father had a grocery store at that time, and he happened to have a feather duster that he used in the store. It had great big long feathers on a handle, and so that was going to be our turkey. We just put it in a grocery sack with the feathers sticking out, and we said we were bringing in the turkey. But the fellow that was playing Scrooge accidentally dumped the turkey out of the bag, and he said, "I didn't order this turkey plucked." I will never forget that.
I love that. That's a great story. You know, the Christmas Carol is such a perfect story when you think about it. Mm-hmm. That, you know, here's this evil guy who goes through and sees the past, the present, and the future, and it changes him for life. And it's been done so many different ways, so many different times, but people still come out to see it. Well, I certainly appreciate that memory. And keep trying this morning. We have 2 hours. We're just going to do trivia. If you happen to think of who that first ghost was, give us a call back.
Okay. Thank you
for calling and sharing.
Mm-hmm.
Bye-bye. That was a great memory. Now, see, that's a good way to start the morning. You have to like something like that. That's a great Christmas memory. Now, the caller, what she was referring to there, if you weren't listening on Monday morning, we do still have a question on the table. It's a general Christmas question. And the question is, in Charles Dickens' A Christmas Carol, which was the first ghost to visit Ebenezer Scrooge? We do not have the answer for that question yet. In Charles Dickens' A Christmas Carol, which was the first ghost to visit Ebenezer Scrooge? And you know, I asked somebody this the other day off the air, and they did not have the right answer either. It's kind of interesting. But that's one of our holdover questions, and I'll get to the other holdover questions in just a minute here. Well, you know what? Let's get right into the questions, and then along the way I'll tell you how my morning has went, which has not been bad. Let's see here. What questions did we have left over from the other day? Oh, here's one. I think we've had this one longer than any other question. Which Christmas word means turning of the sun? We don't have that one yet. Which Christmas word means turning of the sun. That's still out there. And then the one I just said, in Charles Dickens' A Christmas Carol, which was the first ghost to visit Ebenezer Scrooge? We still don't have that one. Which U.S. state was the first to recognize Christmas as an official holiday? Which U.S. state was the first to recognize Christmas as an official holiday? That's another one. Those are the three we had left over from the other day. Which U.S. state was the first to recognize Christmas as an official holiday? Which ghost was the first to visit Ebenezer Scrooge in A Christmas Carol? And which Christmas word means turning of the sun? Now, this turning of the sun question is kind of interesting to me because I did not realize this was a whole celebration over the holiday season. But recently, I have learned that this word that means turning of the sun, this Christmas word that means turning of the sun, is actually a celebration that happens at Christmas time. I had no idea until recently that that was the case, and then I learned the definition of the word, which means turning of the sun, which kind of explains it all and what the celebration is about. So those are the three questions left over from the other day. Which Christmas word means turning of the sun? Who was the first ghost to visit Scrooge in Charles Dickens' A Christmas Carol? And which U.S. state was the first to recognize Christmas as an official holiday? 740-383-9944 if you want to call in and take a stab at any of those questions. Or if you have a favorite Christmas memory or holiday memory that you would like to share, we'd like to hear those too, just as the first call this morning the lady represented. It's funny, those things we remember. Sometimes they go way back, sometimes they're in recent times, but you would remember, I think, a feather duster as a turkey. But what an ingenuitive idea that is to use a feather duster as a turkey. See, people were creative. That's the one thing I'm not sure about cell phones and computers and things of that nature. I don't know if it's helped creativity. Because you, well, I don't know. In a way, I think it has, because you have more at your fingertips and you can learn how to do more things. But then on the other hand, when you didn't have those things, you really had to think about what you were doing. And if you wanted to make a turkey, or you wanted to make a Santa Claus hat, or you wanted to make a Santa suit, you really had to be very creative and very crafty to do it. And that's not so much the case anymore. So those are the questions on the table right now, and I believe we still do have some passes to the Columbus Zoo lights, which will run through the first of January, the Columbus Zoo. We do have a Jags insulated coffee mug, so there are all kinds of things that we can certainly get into this morning here with those three questions. Or if you just want to call in and answer the question, that's always a lot of fun too, because we like to hear people's knowledge. So the three Christmas questions left over for Monday are on the table. Do want to remind you, if you want to send a letter to Santa, it's Santa Claus, P.O. Box 1, Santa Claus, Indiana, 47579. Santa Claus, P.O. Box 1, Santa Claus, Indiana, 47579. And if you get a letter out early enough, you will get a return letter from Santa. So remember to do that. Our address here at the station, WWGH Radio, 165 West Center Street, Suite 208, Marion, Ohio, 43302. If you send us a Christmas card and have a return address on it, we will send you a Christmas card back, and we will put your Christmas card up in the studio. So again, WWGH Radio, 165 West Center Street, Suite 208, right here in Marion, 43302. And return address, and we'll send you a card back. I think we've gotten one card so far from Kevin Griffith, but it's early in the season. This is a very strange Christmas season. I was talking about this to somebody yesterday, that it does not seem like Christmas, and here we are already December the 4th, which means we're only about 21 days away from Christmas. And I haven't heard a whole lot of Christmas music. I haven't seen a whole lot of festive things. I drive in the morning when it's still dark, and I don't see a whole lot of people who have Christmas lights up. And the weather hasn't been too terribly awful. But Thanksgiving came late, and maybe that does have an impact. And we did have a lot of colder weather and rainy weather leading up to Thanksgiving. We had some cold weather on Halloween, a matter of fact. So maybe that's impacted people. Has anybody else noticed this? Does it feel like Christmas to you? Does it feel like we're 21 days out from the big holiday? Because it certainly does not for me at all. I do not feel the Christmas mood at all yet. And I do not see a whole lot of houses decorated. It's very strange. I don't think there's one house in my neighborhood that has decorations up. And when I walk at night for a mile, aside from about getting chewed up from dogs every night, I don't see a whole lot of houses decorated. And there's a lot of houses in the area that I live in. I think maybe one house that I can think of that has lights on it. And a lot of houses used to decorate. I don't know what's going on this year. I hope the Christmas spirit eventually comes, because it's a fun time of year and everybody likes to celebrate. But this year seems very funny. I haven't seen anybody cooking Christmas candy or putting that out for people. I haven't seen a whole lot of Christmas cards. Usually we're in the full swing of that by now, but not this year. Something else is going on. Or maybe it's just me. It could be just me. Maybe this is somebody who notices the same thing that I've been noticing. Let's go ahead here. Good morning, caller.
Good morning, Mr. Wonderful of the World.
Martha, how are you?
I'm just wanted to call and tell you that I feel wonderful, and I just love seeing your grandfather.
Well, I'm happy to hear that, Martha. Are you up early this morning?
He plays bingo with me. And he eats with me, and he's such a nice man.
Well, Martha, are you in the Christmas spirit at this point?
I want to call and tell you I'm in Christmas at the Palace. I'm going to watch. Marilyn has 30 students in it, 15 seniors and 15 juniors. And I want to tell you that I taught Claire Cook when she was little at the corner of Bell Fountain and Girard.
How nice. Now, isn't Christmas at the Palace this weekend, Martha?
No, but I'm going to see Marilyn's dancers and the present high school singers are going to be in it, and everybody ought to go. It's Friday, Saturday, 7:30. And Sunday at 2 p.m.
What's your name?
And guess what I'm going to miss? The Browns and the Bengals.
Oh, because you'll be over at Christmas at the Palace?
Yep, I'm going there. That comes before the Browns and the Bengals, Scott.
Oh, my goodness. And you're going to miss it because you'll be at the show.
Claire and your watch started the first Christmas at Palace. They saw it in Zanesville, Ohio, and they said to themselves they're going to go home and put a Christmas at Palace on at the Palace Theater. Oh, I want to tell you this. John Keegan is helping raise money for the roof at the Palace. It needs a new roof.
Oh, John Keegan's involved with that.
And I used to have my dance recitals on at the Palace Theater for years.
The Palace Theater is a great institution here
in
Marion.
I taught my family when they all were married, and Joe and I, we did routines like Dancing with the Stars for years when the Follies was on.
Well, you certainly were the original Dancing with the Stars, Martha.
And I'm still teaching out here at the Cupid Shuffle, Electric Slide, YMCA, Twist and Shout. I do Music with Martha every Saturday at the Presidential Center where I live now. And our mall our studio is located at the mall, Scott.
Oh, it's a beautiful, beautiful studio. I've seen pictures of it out there at the mall.
Have you?
I have. Now, Martha, this is your 76th year teaching dance?
Yep.
76 years. I don't think there'll ever be a record like that again.
Well, I tell you, I want that Michael DeWine to run for president of the United States.
Well, I think a lot of people agree with you, Martha. Hey, Martha, I was thinking the other day, how much money was it your dance group raised for leukemia at Children's Hospital?
$90,000.
$90,000.
And Mrs. Rollins came every once a month. I called Betty Rollins, called me, said, Martha, my son is dying of leukemia. Can you raise some money? I need money, and I want to help out leukemia. I said, sure. So I called the commissioner, and I asked him, I said, I'm raising money for leukemia, but I need your decorations, your prom decorations at the Marion Veterans Coliseum. I said, can you give me your decorations and have your prom on Friday so I can have my dance on Saturday? He said, well, honey, do you know how to do the Grand March? I said, yes, I do. I learned that at the Waldorf Astoria in New York City by Dance Educators of America. He said, well, if you do the Grand March for me on Friday, I'll give you the decorations for as long as you want. And I had a grand marshal each year. Get through my 25th annual grand marshal was, Scott.
Who was that, Martha?
John Glenn.
John Glenn, the astronaut and senator.
He sent me an 8x10 picture, and I spent $600 for a full-page ad. And years ago, I called a lady and I said, could I have your phone number? She said, well, why? I said, because it spells do dance, and I want to put an ad in the paper, even our phone number dances. I said, I'll give you $75. No, you won't, Martha. I want to see my phone number in print.
Oh, I love it, Martha. Hey, Martha, where is the plaque down at Children's Hospital if people would like to see it for the money you raised?
It's on the second floor.
Second floor.
In the big print on glass.
It's on glass on the second floor in the leukemia department?
In Columbus Children's Hospital, second floor.
Beautiful. Well, Martha, thanks for calling, and if you think of anything else this morning, don't hesitate to give us a call back.
I want to say, everybody, Merry Christmas, K-I-S-S-M-A-S, and I'd like to call you Wednesday. We have a church service here, non-denominal, and they are wonderful singers, and I'd like to call you, can I?
You can, Martha. And you had a big concert there yesterday, didn't you?
I just love your radio station. I had it on all night, and I heard myself.
Well, Martha, you're the best. You're a great supporter. And like I say, call in anytime this morning you'd like.
Well, listen, you're the best radio person in the world.
Oh.
And I love it because you named it W.G.H., Warren Gamaliel Harding. That's Indian.
That you have it right, Martha. Thank you so
God
much.
God is great, and so is Scott and James.
Thank you, Martha.
Bye-bye. I love you.
Love you. The legendary Martha Dowse Manasi, 76 years of dance here in Marion. You know, you cannot help but love hearing from Martha Dowse. I have been friends with Martha now for a long time. I'm not going to give away how long I've been friends with Martha because it's been a while now, but I am so glad of that friendship because she is an original, she's a trailblazer, and that plaque that's down at Children's Hospital in Columbus for all the money that her dance group raised for leukemia, $90,000. What an amazing, amazing feat that is. Absolutely amazing. Go ahead, caller.
Okay, I'm going to try again on that Christmas Carol.
Go ahead.
Was the first ghost Jacob Marley, his business partner.
Yes, it was. The first ghost that came to visit Ebenezer was Jacob Marley. He came and said, well, there's going to be three ghosts come to visit you tonight, Scrooge. Would you like a prize today?
No, thanks.
Well, hey, I thank you for calling.
Okay, I did get it off the internet.
Well, that's okay. We allow for that.
Okay.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
You're welcome. Bye.
All right, we did get it there. Who was the first ghost to visit Scrooge in Charles Dickens' A Christmas Carol? It was Jacob Marley. Now, we all think about the ghost of Christmas past, Christmas present, and Christmas future, but if you watch any of the adaptations of A Christmas Carol, the first ghost that comes to visit Scrooge is his old business partner, Jacob Marley. The best adaptation, I think I said this the other day, of A Christmas Carol that I have ever seen, and the one that I like to see every year, is the one with George C. Scott. That is a great Christmas Carol version of A Christmas Carol with Ebenezer Scrooge. I believe that came out in the early 80s, late 70s, sometime around there, but it's a great, great adaptation. 30 minutes past the hour, we've got that one out of the way. We've still got two questions from the other day that we do not have answered. Which Christmas word means turning of the sun? We still don't have that one. Which Christmas word means turning of the sun? Also, which U.S. state was the first to recognize Christmas as an official holiday? Does anybody know that? Which U.S. state was the first to recognize Christmas as an official holiday? Now, don't Google that one. See if you can get that one off the top of your head. 740-383-9944, 31 minutes past the hour. We are rolling here this morning on WWGH Radio. We do have the tickets to the Columbus Zoo Wild Lights, which are good through the first of the year. And we also have the Jags insulated coffee mug that we can give to you. So all kinds of good stuff. Now, again this morning, for whatever reason, I don't know, the curse that has been over my head for about a month now, I'm in the bathroom and I'm shaving. Now, everybody knows where I'm going to go with this. If you're a regular listener to this show, you know apparently I'm just a mess now when it comes to shaving. I don't know if it's the razors I use, or if my face has become thin, or my blood has become thin. I have no idea what's going on. But this morning again, I was shaving. And it's just a little cut, and it's not even something that somebody would notice, but I cut my face, again, in almost the exact same place. Now, here's the odd thing about this. The first time I cut my face shaving, it was a big cut. Well, not a big cut, but enough to where it really, you know, a lot of blood came out of it. And it was kind of right over my lip. But that healed up a long time ago, and I haven't had any more issues with that. But now there's a spot. It must be an awful tiny spot. But it's a little further up on the lip. Nobody ever sees it because it's such a tiny spot, and it does heal up pretty quick. But I know every morning when I hit it, because as soon as I hit it, all of a sudden, a little blood starts to dribble out, and then it turns into a big problem. Then I get the gusher going on to where I've got to fix the whole thing, but I don't know. I still don't have the I wrote this down. Septic pen? I forget what it's called now. I believe it was septic pen that'll apparently stop all this. So I'm still using the old method, because here's what I think in my head, I guess. I think that when I cut my face, I guess when I cut it that I'm never going to do it again. But obviously, this is not true. I'm losing my mind because I'm cutting it all the time. So who knows what's going on. Go ahead, caller.
Good morning, Scott.
Hey, good morning.
You know, I'm with you on that. I do that all the time. My mind cuts you down for hours. I mean, I got, you know, sometimes if I try that toilet paper trick, You know, they put a piece of toilet paper because they had some kind of, I don't know what it is, some kind of chemical or whatever tries to stop it, but I don't know what it is, but I bleed like a sip and like a water fountain, and it takes hours and hours for me to stop bleeding. I do it all the time, and, you know, I use those expensive blades and everything, and it sure does it, so I don't think it's a blade, really. I think it's, you know, your skin. My skin is sensitive anyway. I even use a sensitive shaving cream and all that crap, you know, and it sure does it, so... Well, I'm with you on that one.
Well, I have not had this problem until recently, but then the last month, every so often, I'll just hit this particular spot, and all of a sudden, I can see, here it comes.
Oh, I think it's the weather, to be honest with you. I think if it's cold out, your skin does, like, you know, the dryness or whatever it is does, you know, and that's probably what it is, because I don't do it that often in the summertime, just in the wintertime, mostly.
Well, it's an interesting thing, that's for sure. Did you hear Martha Douse call in this morning?
No, I did not. I woke up late this morning. I'm actually heading to work right now. But what all did she say?
Oh, she just wanted to call in and say hello to everybody and tell everybody about Christmas at the Palace and that her dancers are involved in this and that she's currently in her 76th year of dance. You know Martha well. She's a wonderful... She's listening right now, I'm sure. The radio's on in her room. She's a wonderful addition to this community.
Well, happy holidays, Martha. You know, she taught me how to dance. Right down Helm Mary Popcorn Festival, right in front of everybody.
Well, now, I don't know if I can, because I was there for that. Now, she was trying to teach you the Cupid Shuffle. Now, this was on the streets of downtown Marion during a popcorn festival long ago.
Yeah.
And I don't know if you ever got it.
And, you know, also, I did it at a studio as well. So, it's not, you know. No, you know, that's a very, to me, I don't know what it is. I still probably couldn't remember the steps. Well, first of all, I'm not a dancer. You know, it's hard for me to remember every little step and everything she told me to do, but she did teach me how to... I mean, I know a little bit of it, but I probably would need a refresher.
So you don't think if the Cupid Shuffle music got playing, that at this particular time you could pull it off?
Oh, absolutely not. No, I could not.
Well, I'm not sure if you pulled it off back then, because I remember we were under, like, the scrambler at the scrambler ride at the popcorn festival, and I remember Martha was in her lawn chair trying to teach you how to dance, and I just don't remember it going over well on your end.
No, but you know what? She's definitely a good teacher, folks. She is very polite. Don't you think you're going to get a move over her, because you're not. She watches every little move, and she knows exactly if you're doing something wrong, she'll make you start right back over again.
That's what's made her the queen of dance in Marion for 76 years.
Absolutely, and it was an honor to have her teach me, you know, trying to teach me, I should say.
It was
very fun.
Now, do you have a favorite Martha Douse story over the years?
I have quite a bit of them, actually. You know, I was around Martha. We were around Martha. I was around Martha a lot over the years. Between her old studio there on Gerard, and then during the popcorn festivals, I went up to her and. I don't know. The favorite one is probably, good question. I really never thought about it. It's like tons of them. I love Martha to death. She's a very, very sweet lady. I love talking to her. She has a lot of good stories and very wonderful to talk to.
I remember her twirling her baton, her big sequin baton. And, you know, I don't want to give away Martha's age, but at that time, she was, you know, not a kid anymore, but boy, she could still do it. And I bet Martha, even today, could still do it.
Yeah, she done that at one of your TV shows, right?
Yeah, and that's been about 10 years ago now.
And, you know, I wish I was a Harding when she marked out on the on the Harding's stadium. That would have been pretty cool to hear that, but I had to work that day.
That's right.
That would have been a good memory.
I forgot about that. I was there for that in the middle of a rainstorm. I guess Martha was, I believe she was a majorette for the Harding football team back in her day when she went there. And they were doing, I believe it was the 50th, I think it was the 50th, 50th or 60th, maybe 60th. I'm trying to do this math in my head. It might have been the 60th anniversary of the big game, the opening game. And Martha went out there and twirled her baton. And just before the storm came in, just before the twirling was supposed to happen, this big storm came in. And they just gave Martha a raincoat, and she still went out there and twirled that thing right in front of everybody.
That's pretty cool. Yeah, I missed it that day. I couldn't go. I remember it was rainy and cold that day. Or maybe was it cold that day too, or just
I don't know. It was rainy. I remember a big rainstorm came in, but I'll tell you, rainy and cold does not stop Martha Dowse.
That's right. And it was we can't forget about her friend too. What was her friend's name that went there?
It was Dorothy Cooper was there that day, and also one of her daughters, Suzanne Harris, was the other twirler that day.
Yeah, and that's pretty cool.
So
that's really cool.
It was,
you know, and. Yeah, that's pretty neat. So where is the new studio now, since they're now on Girard?
The mall.
Oh, the mall.
Yes.
Oh, okay. Gotcha.
The Marion Studios out there. But, you know, I also remember, and I'm trying to remember when this was, but it was at one of Martha's recitals, and it's probably been within the last 5 or 6 years, but she was a surprise in the show. The dancers were dancing, and I believe it was Martha's 70th year. I think it was her 70th year in dance, and she came out and danced as a surprise. And I remember when she came out, the whole place stood up, because there was the legendary Martha Dowse doing her thing.
Right, yeah. You're not going to slow Martha Dowse down. When she wants to do something, she'll do it.
No, she's one of a kind.
She is one of a kind.
And it's the only song you know the lyrics to, the Martha Dowse song.
You know, a little bit. She just came up with it on her own, I think, one day. She just started singing it out to us. I don't know. I think I first heard that song over at the, was it Lincoln Park or something like that?
Well, I'm not sure where you heard it first, but I know that I believe she worked on it with one of her dance students, but it's been around for many, many years now, and it's a great, great song.
Yeah, it should be recorded and definitely put it in the archives. I'm sure we have it recorded somewhere in the archives, but...
You know what? I'm sure we... You know what? We might even have Martha singing that. Talk for a second, and I'll see if I can find it.
So, what do we say? You're the host.
See, I gave you the lead there. I gave you a chance to be guest host.
And the co-host on the Scott Spears Show?
Oh, yes.
No, I just want to wish everybody a safe and a happy holiday coming up soon. You know, this is the shortest time of the year, you know, between Thanksgiving and Christmas. We don't have that too many days in between the two holidays, so... You know, I have not finished my shopping. I don't know about you guys out there listening land.
Well, you know, I want to talk about that in a second, but here it is for the people who haven't heard it. This is Martha Dowse singing the Martha Dowse song, which she wrote. This was recorded in 2011, so get ready for this, folks. The Martha Dowse song here on WWGH Radio. This is great. And Martha singing the song.
We are the kids from Martha Dowse. She hears so much about. The people stop and stare at us whenever we go out. We're noted for our dancing and the many things we do. Most everybody likes us and we hope you like us too. I do. As we go dancing and the music starts to play. Hooray, rah! You can see us dancing. Martha Dowse is here to stay. Hooray, rah!
The Martha Dowse song right here on WWGH Radio.
There you go.
And I believe perfect. I believe that's exactly right. The final lyric, Martha Dowse is here to stay.
That's right.
Now, what I wanted to talk to you about here when it comes to the holiday season, I started out this morning talking about how I do. Here we are 21 days away from the big Christmas Day, 20 days now away from Christmas Eve. I don't feel the holidays at all this year. I don't feel Christmassy. I don't see a lot of people with lights out this year. I don't know. It's something weird going on this year.
You know, I love Christmas. You know, it doesn't matter. Well, you know, it is early. I mean, a lot of people put their Christmas trees up later in the year, and maybe it is because of the two holidays were close by. I don't know.
I drive through Route 95 through some housing developments to get here in the morning, and I don't see many houses decorated outside. I don't see many Christmas lights outside.
Well, I don't know. Well, I don't know what it is, but it could be because of the two holidays close by. I don't know. Or it's just that people don't feel like, because it got colder out fast, I guess, all of a sudden. But we are expected to have a Christmas, snowy Christmas, right? Isn't that what the Farmer's Almanac lady said, or EU, whatever his name was?
Yeah, the Farmer's Almanac said it would be a snow-covered Christmas, but I don't know. You know, it's been cold this week. I thought it was supposed to warm up this week. I haven't seen that yet. But it's been particularly cold. It's not supposed to be this cold in the beginning of December.
No, I don't think we're going to have that polar wind, probably. I mean, I'm not a meteorologist or nothing, but... I don't think we're going to have, like, that winter like we did last year, you know, like a cold wind, like, I guess, cut down, like, minus, you know, 30 degrees or whatever it was, and your cars wouldn't start and all that. I don't think it's going to happen that this year. I mean, I think we're going to have snow and stuff, but I don't think it's going to get that cold.
Well, I think the Farmer's Almanac man told me that we would have snow on Christmas, but we would have a mild temperatured winter. Well, I don't know about mild temperatures so far, because a lot of the temperatures have been below normal, but maybe it'll happen after Christmas. I'm not sure.
Yeah. But I don't know what it is. I always, Christmas is my favorite holiday. I know it's stressful for a lot of people, but I try to not make it stressful. I try to make it happy. You know, I work in a call center, and I try to sing songs, have all picture me singing songs. I do, by the way. I go in and I say Jingle Bells or whatever comes to my head to get people in the spirit.
So do you feel that people are in the spirit, though, this year? It seems a little dread.
No, they're not. People are not, because I the people that I work with, I try to get them lightened up a little bit and try to get them in there. But, yeah, people, you're right. People are not this year. I don't know what it is. Trying to, you know, get people to enjoy the holiday. Because, you know, it comes once a year, and Christmas is joyful, and you're supposed to, you know, have fun and you know, get along with people and, you know, give and, you know, whatever. And I don't know if it's going to happen. I don't know if that's what you just happened to me last year. I went through McDonald's one year. Last year, right? During the holiday, during Christmas, and somebody bought my food.
Yeah, I've had that happen. I think people do get a little happier during the holidays, and I hope that comes this year, but for some reason, I am just not seeing a whole lot of happiness. I'm not seeing a whole lot of parties. I'm not seeing a whole lot of what I normally see as we get into the beginning of December. I don't know what it is. You know, last night I watched The Grinch on television, and to be honest...
Oh, God.
Wonder what's wrong.
The Grinch that stole Christmas?
How the Grinch stole Christmas, yes.
Oh, what'd you do that for?
Well, because
did that put you in a depressing mood?
No, it's a good... I like it. It's one of my favorite things about Christmas time, because it's one of the Christmas standards. It's been around for 70 years. But honestly, it just... I don't know. It didn't even seem like Christmas last night.
What do you got? I mean... Your house is Christmassy. You have two trees up.
I do. I put them up the same time I put them up every year. I put them up the day Thanksgiving night. But it doesn't, I don't know. It has not hit me as a Christmassy time this year. People do not seem to be in them. But Thanksgiving didn't seem much like Thanksgiving to me either. There are just certain years where, for some reason, things don't happen. Now, I'm not to say that I couldn't get in the mood as time goes by, but it certainly has not happened yet.
See, I wish we could just bypass Thanksgiving and go right to Christmas every year.
Well, the retail business is trying to do that by making everybody work on Thanksgiving.
Yeah, I think that's kind of wrong. I think you should be closed on holiday if we can. I know retail, you know, they make a lot of money on those particular days, but to be home with your family is the most important thing. Because, you know, life is just too short without your family, you know what I mean?
You know, the other day I was at Starbucks, which I don't go to very often. And now I will say one thing about them. They do have the festive cups. And I was at Starbucks, and I got one of these white chocolate hot chocolates. And it wasn't bad, but I can see why that would work over a diabetic.
Oh, yeah. You know, I like hot chocolate. Like, I got the sugar-free kind. It's not as good.
It's not as good?
No.
Now, what does sugar-free hot chocolate taste like?
It's not as sweet. And it's not as chocolatey. It's like a different kind of... I think if I have white chocolate maybe or something in it, I'm not sure. I really never look at the ingredients, but you can really tell the difference between what they if you go to Starbucks, and then if you drink that, you can really tell the difference.
I can imagine there's probably a lot of soy involved in sugar-free hot chocolate.
Yeah. But, I mean, it's not bad. I mean, I use it in my coffee pot, basically, or whatever it's called. What do they call those things?
Keurig?
A Keurig. Keurig, whatever that's called. I got one of those, and then I just took it in that thing, and it goes right in my cup.
Well, that's nice.
It's almost like the best part of waking up is Folgers in your cup.
Oh, you should
sing. Except I'm using hot chocolate.
Well, you should sing Adam's theme song. That's Adam Webb's theme song on this station.
I love the smell of coffee, Scott, but I do not like the taste of coffee. Is that weird?
I don't really like the taste of it either. I mean, the smell is okay. I know a lot of people get coffee-scented candles. You know, and by the way, here are some ideas for Christmas gifts that everybody likes. But candles, see, a lot of people say candles, and I think that's a bad idea because if the person doesn't like the scent and you don't know if they like it, that's not a good gift.
No, especially if they have, like, allergies, like asthma or... emphysema or stuff like that they can't handle all the rough smells.
I wouldn't be giving anybody with emphysema anything that has to do with changing the air quality.
No. Or the other thing.
Or anything to do with fire. I wouldn't be giving anybody with emphysema that.
Probably, they say that probably the best gift to give somebody is probably, like, gift cards.
No, don't even start, because we don't want to... That'll get us in the Christmas mood, because that's my... Between hating fruitcake and this little thing, that's my anger every year.
That is Scott's biggest pet peeve. I gave him a gift card last year, and it's a year later I hear about it.
Well, again, now see, tell people why I don't like gift cards, because see, that's the point. If people say, well, he's just ungrateful, he should take the gift card. Well, no, it's not ungratefulness. I don't care if somebody gets me anything. If you don't get me anything, that's fine. But I just don't like the gift card, and Terry and I have had this argument. You know why I don't like gift cards.
Well, I mean, to me, if you give somebody a gift card, they can buy what they want.
Right, but this is the point. There's no thought involved in it. There's no thought involved in that at all. Because if you get somebody a gift card, first of all, you're basically what you're doing is you're relieving yourself Because you're saying to yourself, I don't have to shop, I don't have to wrap this, I don't have to look around the stores for what people want, I don't have to do it. All I got to do is grab this thing off the shelf, and they can go buy what they want. And then what is the fun of Christmas opening up a gift card? And on Christmas night or Christmas Eve or whatever, all the stores are usually closed anyway. You can't go spend the gift card till well after that anyway.
Or you can go online. It's 24 hours a day, 7 days a week.
Yeah, but it's not going to be there that night.
No, but here's what I like about gift cards. And I like gift cards myself.
I want to say, you've gotten me a lot of junk over the years that you've wrapped and put together.
That's
true.
Not very nice.
No, but I have always, I don't complain about that. You know, just the gift cards.
I was not criticizing you about the gift cards. I just said you don't like gift cards. But then you say I give you junk.
Well, no, I'm just saying, I, you know, even the fact that you went out and put some thought into it and wrapped it is better than a gift card, even if I don't particularly like what you got me, I'm still okay with that.
Remind me, I'll remind myself not to get you junk this year.
Lord. Junk is just a pejorative word at this particular point.
Next time I'll go to London and get like a golden platter or something.
That's what I want for Christmas. I've always said, if you get me anything at Christmas, if you want to make me happy, just get me a golden platter from London, England, and I'll be happy. You're the same way, first of all. You want things to open up at Christmas. You don't want to be sitting there just looking at gift cards.
No, I wrapped up your gift card, though. It's not like I didn't wrap it up. You just opened it up and wada bing, wada boom. It was like right there. It's
like I said, I'm even okay with homemade gifts. I don't even care about the gift. I just like the camaraderie of the holidays. All I'm saying is I think a gift card does not show a lot of thought. Like, I saw a lady the other day.
Apparently my junk doesn't show a lot of thought.
No, I'm okay with your junk, I said. I don't mind that you, I don't mind that you bring the junk over. I'm okay with the junk.
Oh, good.
Because
Lord.
I think you put thought into it. I think you went out there.
I have to take the red eye this year over to London and get this and find a piece of gold or something.
No, I'm saying you actually went to a store and you actually looked around and you actually said, "Well, I think he might like this." And you wrapped it. So to me, even though it's junk, I'm okay with that.
All right.
That's all I'm saying.
Okay. All right. Well, that's good to know. I will put that in the back of my mind. I will make sure I go and wrap it up in gold paper and everything.
The gold platter?
Yes. Gold platter paper.
That might give it away if the gold platter's in gold paper. Oh, my word.
Oh. But anyway, I want to wish everybody, if I don't talk to you guys, which I probably will.
It's only December 4th.
I know, but I want to wish everybody a happy holiday.
I think you might have been tipping the bottle this morning.
I'm not tipping the bottle.
You had a little morning cocktail.
Yeah, there you go. All right, well, I hate to jump off of here, but I have to head to and pay some bills.
Have fun.
All right, see ya.
Bye-bye. There you go. Always fun to check in with Sean in the morning, 57 minutes past the hour. Listen, I know a lot of people buy gift cards. I'm not... That's just the whole thing. And you know what? I think as you get older, getting like the grandkids and things gift cards is fine. Because, you know, when I'm older, I probably won't want to be out in the store shopping either. And also, I think it's hard to buy for younger kids because who knows what they want. But I'm talking if you're buying for a friend. Or you're buying for... Now, here's a good example. Now, let's say you're married or you have a girlfriend. Now, how many of you people who are married or have a girlfriend get them a gift card? You don't do that because you know they would be ticked off about it. And why do the gift cards not spread over into other holidays? Like Valentine's Day, you don't run out and get a gift card for your wife or your girlfriend or your husband or your boyfriend. Sweetest Day, which we just passed not too long ago. You don't do that then. So why at Christmas do we go with gift cards for certain types of people? Now, for grandkids, if you're a grandma or a grandpa or a great aunt and you don't see the person very often, I understand that. I get the gift card then. I totally understand. But I do not understand when you're giving it to a friend who you see all the time, or if you are married to the person or you're dating the person, I do not understand why people give them gift cards. You would think you would know them well enough to know what they would want. And I'm telling you, if you give your girlfriend or your wife a gift card at Christmas, that's not going to go over well. That's going to be a little shoddy. Does anybody agree or disagree with this? 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. 59 minutes past the hour. You know, Martha Dowse is a good example of this. She still talks about, 18 years ago at Christmas when she got the Merry Christmas socks from Joe Manasi. That was a whole game changer for her. And socks don't cost that much. Now, by the way, I think that's a great gift. Socks. Like multicolored socks or funny socks or things like that. People can always use socks. The candles thing I don't go for because I think people don't like the scent. But socks is a great gift. We've got more trivia coming up. We still have our two questions on the table. What Christmas word means turning of the sun? And which U.S. state was the first to recognize Christmas as an official holiday? Those are still out there. Plus, we've got more to add in the next hour. Come back. Oh, man. Go shop for those gift cards.
On Hallie's seventh floor, we'll be looking for you to turn the keys. He keeps track of Santa's sack and treasure house of toys, with wind-up things that Santa brings to all the little girls and boys. Mr. Jingling, how you tingling, keeper of the keys. On Hallie's seventh floor, we'll be looking for you to the keys.
All right.
Very nice.